Hi, and welcome back, all of you. You've listened carefully to the application before us today. The representations of Staffordshire Police and the applicant have been fully considered in light of the licensing objectives, and we are granting you a licence with the following conditions. The premises must close to all members of the public at 3 o'clock every weekday. Every day. You'll get a copy of these. Get a copy of these. All deliveries must be delivered to an address with a valid postcode and not to a public place. No deliveries must be made to members of the public waiting outside the premises. CCTV must be installed and cover all internal areas, including all public entry and exit points, and any areas where smokers are allowed to congregate. The CCTV unit must be positioned in a secure part of the premises and not within any private area of the location. Access to the system must be allowed immediately to the police or an authorised officer of the licensing authority in accordance with the Data Protection Act, where it is necessary to do so for the prevention of crime and disorder, prosecution or apprehension of offenders, or where disclosure is required by law. All images must be kept for a consecutive 31-day period and be produced to the police or an authorised officer of the licensing authority in relation to the investigation of crime and or disorder issues and suspected licence breaches upon request or within 24 hours of such a request, where it is necessary to do so for the prevention of crime and disorder, prosecution or apprehension of offenders, or where disclosure is required by law. The CCTV system must be maintained so as to be fully operational and recording continually whilst the premises are open for licensable activities and during all times when customers remain on the premises. The CCTV system clock must be set correctly and maintained, taking account of GMT and BST. There must be notices displayed throughout the premises stating that CCTV is in operation. There must be a member of staff available at all times who is trained and capable of operating the CCTV system and also downloading any footage required by the police or an authorised officer of the licensing authority. Weekly checks must be made of the operation of the CCTV system to confirm that it is working correctly, and such checks must be recorded in a register which is to be signed by the person conducting the check. The record must be kept fully updated at all times and remain on the premises for inspection by the police or an authorised officer of the licensing authority. An incident log must be kept at the premises and made available on request to the police or an authorised officer of the licensing authority. It must be completed within 24 hours of the incident and must record the following: all crimes reported to the premises, all ejection of patrons, any complaints received concerning crime and disorder, any incidents of disorder, and any visits from responsible authorities. The last sale of hot food on the premises must be made at least 15 minutes before the closure of the premises to the public. There must be clear signage detailing this. No person must be allowed admittance or readmittance to the premises after the last hot food sale from the premises has passed. The premises must be a member of Pub Watch within 24 hours. At least one SIA registered door staff is to be present on the premises from 2300 hours to 3 o'clock. All SIA staff attendances are to be recorded in the attendance log, which is to be made available on request to the police or an authorised officer of the licensing authority. And if you do not comply with these terms of your licence, you are at risk of being brought back before the committee. Do you understand that? You will receive a copy of all of these conditions, and I hope you read them very carefully, because there will be no excuses for breaking any of these conditions. Each one of them bears the same importance, so you must adhere to all of these conditions. You will receive a copy of these conditions. Can I thank both my colleagues for the deliberations and the staff from the Borough Council and yourselves for your attendance today. Thank you very much and have a safe journey home.
Thank you.